Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Tuesday, October 7th, and we're looking at a pretty quiet, flattish open after a huge day yesterday. The Nasdaq hit record highs. What's the feeling out there this morning?
The mood is definitely one of cautious optimism. It feels like the market is just taking a breath after that massive run, especially in those mega-cap tech names and semiconductors that led the charge. The futures are barely moving, which tells me traders are waiting for the next catalyst.
And the biggest non-catalyst seems to be the ongoing government shutdown. The market just continues to shrug it off.
Completely. It's almost background noise at this point. There are some whispers from the Wall Street Journal about President Trump being open to a healthcare deal to end the shutdown. But honestly, the market's focus is elsewhere. The real impact for us is the economic data blackout. We're flying a bit blind on that front.
Got it. So what happened overnight while the U.S. was sleeping?
Well, Asia was pretty sleepy too, with China, Hong Kong, and South Korea all on holiday. Japan's Nikkei did hit another record high before giving that gain right back. And in Europe, things are sluggish. Germany's factory orders actually contracted when they were expected to grow, which is not great.
Not great at all. Okay, let's get to the names making moves. What's jumping out from the earnings reports?
The big winner is absolutely Constellation Brands, ticker STZ. They beat on earnings by 25 cents, beat on revenue, and reaffirmed their guidance. That's the trifecta the street loves to see. The stock is up a healthy 3.5% pre-market.
A solid report. What about McCormick, MKC?
That one was more of a mixed spice, you could say. They beat on earnings by a few pennies, but revenue was just in line and they maintained guidance. The stock is totally flat, which tells you the market was neither impressed nor disappointed. Just fine.
I see. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, AEHR Test Systems, AEHR, is getting crushed, down about 15%.
Oof. Yeah, this is a classic case of what you don't say, being more important than what you do. They beat estimates, which is good, but they said they're not yet ready to reinstate formal guidance. The market absolutely hates uncertainty, and that phrase is pure uncertainty, so the stock is getting punished for it.
That makes sense. All right, let's hit the biggest story I'm seeing this morning. Trilogy Metals, TMQ, is up 173%. What on earth is happening there?
This is an absolute explosion. It's a massive company-changing catalyst. They got the permits granted for their Ambler Access project in Alaska, which is huge for developing critical minerals. On top of that, they confirmed a strategic investment from the U.S. federal government. It's a monumental win for them, and the stock is reflecting that. Just an incredible move.
Wow. From the incredible to the unfortunate, SanWave Health, SNWV, is down over 20%.
Yeah, they lowered their revenue guidance for Q3 and the full year. They used the phrase more challenging than expected, which is Wall Street code for we missed badly and the outlook is grim. A tough morning for them.
Let's talk about a name everyone watches, Tesla. Down a little bit this morning. What's the news?
There are two competing stories here. Bloomberg is reporting that a less expensive version of the Model Y is coming out today. That could be great for sales volume, but it raises questions about profit margins. At the same time, The Wall Street Journal says Elon Musk is investing in data centers in Memphis to compete in AI, so you have a short-term margin concern versus a long-term AI narrative.
Very interesting dynamic. I'm also seeing a lot of chatter around the home builders.
Yes, and it's not good chatter. Evercore ISI came out and downgraded a whole basket of them. D.R. Horton, KB Home, Toll Brothers, Pulte Group, all cut to inline from outperform. That's a huge sector-wide call suggesting that maybe this housing rally is running out of steam.
That's a big call. But on the upgrade side, AMD got a nice nod from Jefferies, right?
A very nice nod. Upgraded to buy with a $300 price target. It shows that even after the incredible run we've seen in semiconductors, analysts are still incredibly bullish on the AI story. That could give the whole chip sector a lift today.
So, putting it all together, what are you watching for right at the opening bell?
I'm zeroed in on the key technical levels. For the S&P 500, that 675 level is the big resistance point. If we can break through that with some real volume, the bulls are clearly back in charge. But if we fail and fall below support around 668, things could get ugly fast.
And any specific sectors to keep on the radar?
Definitely. Watch those home builders that got downgraded. Do they bounce? Or does the selling pressure build? That'll tell you a lot about risk appetite. Also, watch the semis following that AMD upgrade to see if there's follow-through buying. And keep an eye on Lucid after their delivery numbers. The market seems unimpressed so far, so see if that trend continues at the open.
Excellent. So to wrap it up, we have a market taking a breather after hitting record highs, largely ignoring the drama in Washington, and focusing on a mix of strong earnings from names like Constellation Brands and some wild single stock stories. A very busy morning.
Exactly. It feels like a stock picker's market today. Watch for that potential rotation out of sectors like housing and into tech. Those key levels on the S&P and NASDAQ will be our guide. This quiet open could be the calm before a very volatile session.
Perfectly said. That's your morning dose. Thanks for tuning in, Trade Smart, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.